You're listening to SBS News.
Charlie Pantelli is a second-year Bachelor of Primary School Education student at the Australian Catholic University in Melbourne. He describes online learning as painful this year because he missed the chance to experience some of his practical units in person.
We didn't get any experience, even teaching peers and stuff, or even just being in a classroom, getting to know kids and how a school functions.
The 30-year-old has completed most of his four-year course online so far, and his observation rounds, which are on-site visits to a school, were cancelled. He knows more senior pre-service teachers are the priority to get placements before they graduate, but he's also concerned about his own readiness for the profession in the future.
For me, I haven't even got to, you know, be in front of a classroom to see how I'm going to go. It is a bit worrying, you know. I feel like I would have been better prepared if I was in front of a classroom, knowing the environment, just so I've got more time to get used to, being in front of kids, because I think that's the nerve-wracking bit about it.
With schools shutting during lockdowns, course leaders have had to change their teaching methods, offering remote placements to education students instead of the usual on-site practical experience. Dr. Martina Tassoni coordinates the Early Childhood and Primary course at Melbourne's Graduate School of Education at the University of Melbourne. She has 70 international students completing their coursework overseas, and some missed out on practical placements.
Some of them were able to source a placement overseas in an English-speaking international school or childcare centre. And so that worked for some of them. But for those that weren't able to do that, we started to think of alternative ways, because we know anybody who goes into teaching, when you start your degree, of course the academic subjects are interesting and important, but the exciting part for our students is actually going out and experiencing the placement.
Some of her education students stuck abroad were offered a case study experience featuring videos of teachers sharing their knowledge. Dr. Tassoni says while it didn't replace the hands-on experience, it was a chance to witness teaching in action virtually.
The most important thing when you go into teaching is you want to work with children. You want to be in the classrooms, in the rooms, working on-site with children. We've had to think of alternative ways, and, you know, I think the big word throughout the pandemic is pivot.
The student feedback she has received about the adjustments to the course has been positive. But a new report from the Australian College of Educators and the NITA Foundation shows 84% of the current teaching workforce are thinking about quitting their jobs. Other results from the survey of almost 600 teachers indicate three-quarters feel stressed by their work. The Australian College of Educators' Helen Jentz says teachers are passionate and proud to have their jobs, but they are also facing heavy workloads.
The education profession is a profession that is very much driven by collegiality and collaboration, and that is shown in the results from this report. And that people who work in the education profession are really proud of what they do. However, they work on incredibly complex tasks in this incredibly dynamic situation that is constantly changing.
Ms. Jentz says the college is working to ensure early career educators are being mentored to help them become successful teachers.
There's a number of educators coming up for retirement, and I think the profession has to work really hard as to how we keep those educators engaged, whether it's in some sort of voluntary capacity to help with mentoring the next generation of teachers. And I think universities are doing their absolute best to ensure that students get the support they can.
And Dr. Tassoni says despite the difficulties presented by the pandemic, she believes the next generation of teachers is being well supported. And she says surviving the coronavirus pandemic is one experience for future teachers to add to their resume. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.